Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how familiar are you with the supernatural? What does that mean? Well, if you're a regular listener to these shows, you know that we deal with a lot of esoteric and spiritual subject matters. And to enhance that is a producer of a wonderful new film that will be coming out called The Exorcist. And I watched the film with great pleasure. I think you will too. So we want to speak with the producer, one of the producers of this film, Yoichi Utebi. Did I pronounce
Utebi? Yes, that's correct. Right?
Okay, yes. Thank you. Welcome. So
thank you for having me on the show. Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
So this is a very unusual film, and I loved so much of it because it's, let's call it, right up my alley.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Right. And it takes place in Japan. It's actually a beautiful film of Japan. It's city life in Tokyo, but it's the mannerisms, it's the style of life. It's beautiful, and it's the way people, you know, carry themselves, and I love that culture. So it was beautiful to watch this film. And on top of that, it covered subject matter that is really beautiful to hear and watch. The story has so much drama in it and revelation, that's called. So looks like your screen froze for a second, so I maybe I froze on your screen. We'll edit this part of it. So when you come back, we'll get to talk some more. You're back now.
Yes, I'm back.
So hopefully it freeze again. I don't know whether it was me or you. But anyway, so we're back. We lost about 30 seconds there.
Yep.
So, but we can edit this part. So, so I'm very excited about this journey in the film of learning about the heroine, the woman who is this great psychic, great clairvoyant.
Yes.
And she has great powers. And yet, to many of us who know the subject matter, it's very realistic. In the universe that we're familiar
yes.
with.
Yes.
So, you know, I know that we were talking before we started the show, and you have always been very interested in this subject matter.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I was actually raised in Lebanon, Beirut, so it was a kind of interesting place for me to be, you know, raised. Also, I was raised as a very pure Christian family, which...
Oh, we lost you again. So, we have an unstable connection. All right. I just got out of another program, and just want to make sure. Okay. All right. So I just reduced
the bandwidth. Right.
Yeah, but I don't know that, you know, that's a full option. But anyway. Mm-hmm. So you were raised in Christianity.
Yes, Christian family, and also a very unusual environment like Lebanon, Beirut. And I experienced, the war, well, I actually experienced it when I was young. So I don't know, from younger age, I always had this like wonders of, you know, why are we here type of thinking as a young child. So I was always in touch with this kind of environment. When I look back to it now, I realize when I was a kid, of course, you don't notice it. But if you go back to it, you know, reflect yourself and you realize, I think the environment kind of put me into that kind of, you know, situation. And I was also raised in US for about 10 years. So I have a lot of different culture mix, you know, within myself. I was actually in New York. So New York is like a melting pot of the world. So me meeting all these different people, different way of thinking, it kind of makes you, you know, think little more than just ordinary things in your daily life. And one day I met this book called The Laws of the Sun. It was written by the guy named Riho Okawa, 1987, right after I graduated high school. And that's when I just felt like I knew this book. I don't know, like I never read it, but I feel like I read it. You know, I'm sure everybody has this kind of experience once or twice in your life. And that was one of the biggest one I ever had. So that gave me so much impact. So I started reading about his, you know, teachings and what he's saying. And since then, it's been over 30 years. So I've always been enjoying this kind of, in this field. So.
And then you were introduced to this screenplay, right?
Oh, yes. So screenplay is actually written by his daughter. Actually, the original story is actually written by Riho Okawa. But the screenplay, the detailed screenplay, is written by his daughter, Sayaka Okawa. So I joined in as one of the producers for this film as well. So,
right. So and you're here in the States because you're maybe one of the best people to bring it to this country.
Because I can speak.
Right. And we lost you again. So I'll just wait.
All right.
I haven't had this problem before.
Interesting, yeah. Because this network is pretty good too here. You know, it's a Spectrum, so.
Yeah, I don't understand why we
haven't. I haven't had it here, so.
So you can come back starting with, I speak, you were gonna say, I speak.
So I guess the reason why I'm here is because I speak the best English in the team. And so we established the company called HS Productions last year. And we've been introducing a lot of movies from Japan through this channel because it's kind of important, you know, bring their culture back to US as well, not just always, you know, importing the culture from US, but I just thought as a Japanese, my mission is also to bring out the goodness of Japan as well to the world. So
right.
US can make a window point for us.
Well, this film has a lot of goodness in it. Mm-hmm. The heroine, the woman, the protagonist is a young woman who works mm-hmm. in a coffee shop, basically, yeah. But it's a very elegant, beautiful Japanese shop.
Uh-huh.
And they make special coffee that's very yes. spiritually made.
Yes.
And people come in with problems. And yes. she is clairvoyant and she yep. can see. Like right away at the beginning, some young man was robbed carrying mm-hmm. a lot of money from his yep. work to the bank, and she could actually see who did it and where to mm-hmm. find him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there are many times in the film where she's presented with situations where she has to visualize mm-hmm. different things.
Yeah. Yep.
Including what are those fish called?
Skyfish. Skyfish.
That a little girl was hit on the cheek,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't know what hurt her, and it was. Mm-hmm. And then I looked on the internet and found out, yeah, there are people who actually have films showing skyfish in them.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So
there really is such a thing.
Yeah,
there is. Just like orbs, you know, very few mm-hmm. people have heard of orbs. Yeah. But there's so much evidence of them, and I've seen it yeah. in very, very profound ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what they are, nor do we know what skyfish mm-hmm. are.
Yes.
But it's other things happening in our
reality
that
right.
are only caught on film.
Reality in this world that we're living in, right?
So the film really has also a lot of dark situations that mm-hmm. she sheds light on.
Yes.
So it's really, that's why it's called The Exorcist, because...
Yeah. The real exorcist, yeah, the real exorcist.
Oh, the real exorcist, and it's because she can see the dark energies at play.
Yes.
And helps produce the light to move them forward.
That's right. That's right.
And it's beautiful. I years ago, in 1974, I was in. In northern Thailand, mm-hmm. Chiang Mai, and I met a man who was from a famous family of exorcists.
Wow.
The Morse family. Mm-hmm. And at that point, Myanmar was called Burma. And he and his family had spent 20 years living in the jungles of Burma, mm-hmm. going from village to village, exorcising demons.
Wow.
And they would find them, and they were Christians, and they would perform Christian ceremonies, mm-hmm. and the demons would leave.
Wow!
And the stories he had about it were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really convinced, you know, that there are dark forces. Then, mm-hmm. and when I started my spiritual practice. I studied with some teachers who were really into being spiritual means you have to be an exorcist. You have to really always be a warrior against the dark.
Yeah.
The dark
right.
is always attacking.
Yes.
And yeah. and it frightened me. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I don't want to be spiritual anymore.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I really don't.
Go over that one step, right? Yeah. Step further.
It's too scary. I don't see myself as this, you know, soldier, this giant mm-hmm. warrior who's mm-hmm. who's fighting evil all the time. So I decided that I would really live as a light bearer and just bring light and always work with the light,
mm-hmm.
not expect myself to have to go to war about it.
Right.
And so I've had a very good life that way since mm-hmm. I made that choice.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that there aren't dark forces.
Yeah.
Because I've met many, many healers who think that that's their job is to get rid of
energy. Mm-hmm. I see.
And it's not like these things don't exist, but it's just a metaphor
mm-hmm.
of reality. You know,
yep.
these are symbols of dark versus light.
Sure, sure.
Give form to.
Yep.
And intelligence to. Mm-hmm. Because the more that our brain is thinking that way, and in many cases disturbed, there'll be dark intelligence that can
mm-hmm.
come in contact with it.
Yes, I agree, yeah.
Right, and so in this film, the woman, what's her name?
Sayuri.
Sayuri.
Yes.
Now she's very beautiful and very wonderful spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yet she stands up to these dark forces, you know.
Yes.
You don't feel afraid for her at all. And you really understand that she is working, as she says in the film, she's working with God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she, you know, devotes herself to serving, you know, the light.
Right.
So
right.
Let's call it the light. Yeah. And so I was fascinated with how confident she is
mm-hmm.
in knowing what to do and helping people
mm-hmm.
overcome their own darknesses.
Yep, yep.
And so that's one of the beautiful aspects of this film.
Mm-hmm.
That
yes.
Where everybody is faced with some darkness. We
yes.
all, I learned this in 1975. I took a workshop with hundreds of people and who I didn't know. And it became obvious that all of these hundreds of people who looked very normal, all were insecure in one form or another.
Oh.
Everybody has fears. Everybody feels inadequate in one way or another. And those who don't are kidding themselves. You know, there are certainly a lot of people who want to live in denial. But we all have ways that we are limited. And many people are more influenced by their limitations than others. That can create real darkness for some people.
Yes.
And so there are a lot of lessons in this film about you know, how to believe in yourself and how to be true to your own light and not succumb to negativity, but also to see that there's so many loving people around who can support each other.
Yes. That's why it's called the Real Exorcist. It's not a horror movie. If you people think it's Exorcist, they might think it's a horror, scary movie, but reality, this is a real exorcist because there's an answer to it. Now, usually when you see a horror movie, the excitement is to get scared. You
know, yeah, I don't like horror movies.
But this is not a horror. It's more like it's supernatural, a little bit scary, but not much. But the main essence of this movie is that you get to learn something from these incidents that she solves. So there's an answer to it. I don't know. Some people believe in ghosts and spirits. Some people don't. It's okay if you don't. You can put it as a negative energy and positive energy. But it's still, you get to learn like, oh, this is how I should act, how I should think, you know, to become more positive. You know.
And let's call it metaphors. These are
metaphors
of darkness. And, you know, but I think a lot of our audience will understand that that there are all kinds of energies in our reality.
In the reality.
And we don't have to be fearful and live fearfully when we're living with light.
Yes. Yeah. There's always something unseen that is actually, you know, have a strong impact or influence in your life. But you have to kind of, it's a metaphor, but you have to understand, but these things are the ones that's influencing you in your life. That's the energy that is gonna cause you, you know, to act in certain ways or have a reality. So this is just, there's a lot of things that's going on behind the scene where you cannot see in reality. Yeah.
And we have to appreciate that one of the purposes of life is to solve problems.
Yes.
Not to have no problems, but to to face them and solve them in very unique ways. And and I work intuitively, so I hear things and know things that people don't. There are a lot of what's called supernatural things that I'm very aware of and understand how clear they are, because like in the movie with her clairvoyance, I'm clairaudient and not clairvoyant. You can see things that no one else could know.
Right.
And solve problems because she can understand things with her clairvoyant. But I can understand things with my clairaudience.
Hearing. Yeah,
and have solved a lot of problems.
Yeah,
know things that there's no reason why I should know them, but I do because of my intuition. So I understand how, and I'm also friendly with a number of people who are great clairvoyants and can see things that I'm impressed about.
You know, what's great, I think, about the people who has the power is that, you know, usually if you have like, you know, psychic power or clairvoyant power, you would think you want to use it for yourself because it's advantage for yourself. But superheroes don't do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
They'll use it for other people, just like Sayuri and yourself. They use it for other people's happiness and to give love and to bring better life for others, but not to yourself. And that is, I think, the most important message this movie is trying to tell you. Because you don't have to have a supernatural power in order to be a person like that.
Right. You know what I mean? You just want to be helpful.
Yeah, be helpful. Right. So if everybody starts to be like that and be more grateful and have gratitude and appreciation for the world and to what we've been given, I think the world can be a little better person where we are today, right now, especially in 2020.
Well, one of my teachings is that intuition for yourself doesn't work that well.
Yeah, right.
Because our egos get in the way.
That's right, ego.
They distort the truth.
Definitely. It's going to distort the truth. That's so true. Yes. Yeah.
When I need things for myself, I'll ask other intuitives to intuit for me.
Right. But you wouldn't do it for yourself. That's right.
Yeah, that's a lot of people, I've met a lot of people who just want to be intuitive for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting how there are many people who are very narcissistic and really aren't interested in welfare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you get too much ego, I mean, self-centered, I don't know, sometimes you kind of lose the path, the track path.
So this I love this movie because the energy is so positive.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And it's so elegantly directed.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful experience to watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and then for those of us who are more spiritually oriented, it mm-hmm. satisfies a lot of our own interests.
Sure. It'll appeal to a lot of different audiences, I think. Yes.
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. And so, because it's a beautiful film, and the story makes sense about mm-hmm. all the different problems people have.
Yeah.
And
yes.
How they're solved are yep. problems that many people have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like there's a suicide issue, there's a miscarriage issue, there's a poltergeist issue, there's right. wandering spirits. So these things probably happen to a lot of us, surrounding us, our environment. And so hopefully that would give each one of us a hint to how to overcome it. Because some of the issues are pretty, like suicide is a heavy topic. If you want to talk about it, we can talk forever about suicide, right? But
right, and there's a beautiful part where this a young woman committed suicide,
mm-hmm.
and our heroine helps her understand what she did wrong.
Yes. Yes.
And so she could feel like, all right, I'm sorry I made this mistake, but in my mm-hmm. next life, I'll do better.
I'll be better. And she goes back to heaven. Yes.
Right. And that's part of it, is that a lot of the people, all the dark energies in this film get moved on to.
Yes. It's right up to heaven, back to heaven, back to heaven. So yeah. People feel the same way. Oh, that's how I can, change my way of thinking. Things like that. So hopefully that'll become like a light for a lot of people to watch it. So.
Right. There are a lot of truths about life in this film. There's a lot mm-hmm. of wisdom. It's so understandable.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can learn from it is beautiful. And mm-hmm. I felt greatly enhanced. It's not like these lessons are lessons we've never heard before.
Right.
Just mm-hmm. beautiful to see them activated in this form. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially like nowadays, when we made this film, of course it was more than a year ago, so we never expected, the corona pandemic and things like that, the things that happen in this world nowadays. But I think it kind of reminds me, now, looking back to this film, reminds me that I think there's a lesson, God and universe, whatever we want to call this higher consciousness, I think he or she is trying to teach us something, the oneness.
Everything's in divine order.
We're missing something in this world, I think.
Well, that's right. And the whole purpose, I think, of all of this is, I say the phoenix will rise from mm-hmm. the ashes of this. We just don't know how deep the ashes are going to be.
Right,
They can be very deep and last long. There will be a rebirth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there will.
And many lessons learned from this. What's really important. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people can't see beyond the limitations to have a life that can be fulfilling. Mm-hmm. But we will be beyond these limitations.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And we know better because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hopefully we'll do this. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the Real Exorcist is a film that can help people just feel better about goodwill, about love and mutual support and appreciating each other in really deep ways.
Mm-hmm. Being honest and also be diligent, work hard every day, step by step.
And be brave.
Be brave also.
There's a lot of bravery in this that I really appreciate it.
Yes, you have to fight for the good, Yeah.
Right. When will this be around, this film?
We're targeting August 7th in theaters in the U.S., but at this point, we're not sure, where it's going to be open. So we'll be trying New York, L.A., Orange County, San Francisco, Florida, Hawaii, Chicago.
Eventually, it'll be streaming also, right?
Yes, there's VOD is going to be coming up in September 1st. We kind of made it a little earlier. So if in case theaters does not open in the market as much as we expected, we can always shift our strategy to VOD so people can watch VOD. And also we're going to have a DVD as well from September 1st. So they can go to iTunes and Amazon and watch this movie.
I'm excited about this opportunity because it was such a pleasure to be in this journey of the film. Mm-hmm.
So did you watch the voiceover version or the subtitle version?
Subtitle.
We also have voiceovers, so a lot of American audience might not want to read the subtitle, so we have a voiceover as well.
Okay, well, I don't know what that would sound like because I loved the Japanese language being used.
Of course.
I didn't understand a word of it, but the mannerisms and the way the words were expressed were very meaningful.
Because you appreciate a lot of different, things. But for some people, it might be a little bit the hurdle. So to clear that hurdle out, to enjoy the message, we also made a voiceover. And it came out very well. So I think some people will enjoy it. They get to choose.
Good. Wonderful. So, Yoichi Utebi, thank you so much for being
thank you so much.
Energy Stew. I was talking with you about this.
Thank you so much.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRM.FM. I can be reached at HeartRiver, HEART, river.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.